She's gone. After a brief lifetime of 50 years, she has been removed from this earth in a most violent way, by chainsaw. Our magnolia. First, the branches of glossy, luxurious leaves, removed with surgical precision, tumbled one by one from her extreme height of 3 stories tall, falling through a rain of chainsaw dust. Limbed up to an ignominious pole, she waited for the coup de grace, that final blow, the executioner's axe. Those last heavy thuds as the trunk came down in sections. Queen Anne Boleyn met her end with an imported professional executioner from France, a skilled swordsman for that young royal neck that awaited felling. All attended said it was an elegant beheading. Magnolia's executioner was also imported from Hampstead. Magnolia's bits and parts were fed into a wood chipper, and I felt a bit like Sheriff Marge in the movie Fargo. Magnolia was no longer a middle-aged Magnolia grandiflora, but now wood chips destined for an unknown fate. Several branches with valiant blossoms shoved into the woodchopper released a lemony fragrance. The tree trunk, now in small pieces, was loaded into a truck with a firewood for sale sign on its side for the final run, to warm someone's toes come winter. She'd been there from the very beginning, right at the windows by our breakfast table. "Too close to the house, too close," my husband said, shaking his head grimly, when we were building. The tree was only about 5 feet from the side of the house, but magnificent. He was right, of course. One of those documented times he was spot on. I pleaded that the magnolia was the perfect spot for our bird feeder, its sweeping lateral branches providing magnolia roost for our locals. We enjoyed that tree and its bird for 28 years. Alas, the discovery of a giant root heading right for the foundation of the house was a wake-up call for me and the death knell for magnolia. She was not the only one of a species in our yard, but she alone shared our daily lives, 3 meals a day. I saw her with cardinals, doves, chickadees, and squirrels scrambling through her evergreen branches, a visual pleasure every day. Ernie cussed the dead-burned leaves. Translate that into his marine equivalent, which cluttered our gutter and littered our yard every year. I will miss our tree and think, despite curses muttered under his breath, he would too. My neighbor stopped by the morning after. "I'm proud of you for taking that big tree down. I know what a tree hugger you are. Ernie always said that damn magnolia was too close to the house. The chainsaws would crank up every time you went to Alabama, but I don't think he ever got up the gumption to cut down your favorite. I think he must be smiling down from heaven right now," he said. I had to nod in agreement.